AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. In Minneapolis, a crowd of protesters gathered after 37-year-old Renee Nicole Macklin Good was shot in the head by an ICE agent. The mayor of Minneapolis says the officer's actions were reckless. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Authorities say an ICE officer shot and killed a Minneapolis driver.
It was an act of domestic terrorism.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says there was piling snow on the streets at the time in Minneapolis.
They were attempting to push out their vehicle and a woman attacked them and those surrounding them and attempted to run them over and ram them with her vehicle. An officer of ours acted quickly and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him.
DHS has started an immigration enforcement operation in Mayor Jacob Frey's city.
This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed.
Frey says the ICE mission is not about safety.
They're ripping families apart. They're sowing chaos on our streets. And in this case, quite literally killing people.
Bystanders heckled the officers and blew whistles at the scene of the shooting. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Salt Lake City, two people were shot and killed and at least six wounded in the parking lot of a house of worship for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Last night, dozens were inside attending a funeral. A relative of the victims, Mac Livatsampau, witnessed the shooting.
Tonight was a viewing from one of my cousins that passed away just a couple of days ago. And tragic happened. Four of my other cousins got shot.
Salt Lake City Police Chief Brian Redd says officials do not believe it was a targeted attack against a religion.
When police did arrive on scene, police and fire, the suspects had fled at that time.
Audio courtesy KTVX. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports California is paying a hefty fee for a delay in revoking thousands of commercial licenses.
U.S. transportation officials say that California will lose $160 million for delaying the revocations of 17,000 commercial driver's licenses for immigrants. The state notified those drivers in the fall that they would lose their licenses after a federal audit found problems, including licenses for truckers and bus drivers that remained valid long after an immigrant's visa expired. Some licenses were also given to citizens of Mexico and Canada who do not qualify. More than one quarter of the small sample of California licenses that investigators reviewed were considered unlawful. California delayed the revocations last week after immigration groups sued. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More on this story at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.